If you're wondering where to go to discover new music, check out In Our Headphones, the latest podcast from listener-powered KEXP.
In Our Headphones brings you recommendations and insights every week, straight from KEXP DJs.
And we're your hosts. I'm Isabel Khalili.
And I'm Janice Headley. Join us for this never-ending journey of music discovery from KEXP and the NPR Network.
Available now wherever you get your podcasts. Just search KEXP.
Live on KEXP, one-of-a-kind performance.
Come on, let's go. KEXP.
Recorded in the shadow of the Space Needle.
Hey, this is Moses.
This is Angel.
This is Michelle from Japanese Breakfast.
King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
Meryl from 2 years.
This is Mac DeMarco.
Hey, this is Courtney Barnett.
KEXP. All right.
Hello, everybody. I'm your host, Troy Nelson, and this is Live on KEXP. Every week, we feature exclusive live in-studio performances you're not going to hear anywhere else. On the show this time, it's the classic meets contemporary guitar, song, or sing-writing of Courtney Marie Andrews.
In a small West Coast town, there's a family in the house.
Music builds community, and community builds musicians. In Phoenix, Arizona, there's a gallery, M/A, which stands for Modified Arts. In 2008, an 18-year-old Courtney Marie Andrews played a show with Utah-based Band of Annuals. Now, if you ain't a singer-songwriter, or a folkie, a jazzer, or a country-ish storyteller with a guitar, you might not understand how cool a gig like this is. If you are, you know this is how you do it. You play house parties, porches, bars, churches, weddings, festivals, farmers markets, wineries, ferry terminals, open mics, coffee shops, airports, restaurants, street corners, and galleries. You get paid nothing. You get paid in drink tickets, or you get tips. Okay, sometimes you actually get paid, but actually once you figure it out, you insist on getting paid. You meet real people, you make a connection, and if you are good and lucky, you can build a modest career. We'd like to thank all the strange and wonderful music venues across the world, willing to provide a place for musicians, young and old, famous or unknown, to play. In these places, we meet each other. In these places, we dance and sing and laugh and argue. In these places, we become us. It's been a sh** year for venues. A lot have been forced to close. I mean, it sucks. If you have a way to help your favorite local venue, do it. Hashtag save our stages. Or, since we're talking about music,
sharp sign.
Save our stages.
Thank you.
Anywho, back to the matter at hand. Courtney Marie Andrews had been playing around Phoenix since her first gig at Fiddler's Dream Coffee House at 15 years old. In this community, she met a person who helped her record her first record, Urban Myths, in her parents' living room. Laptop, interface, mic. Local record store,
Stinkweeds,
helped her with distribution. According to the Phoenix Sun, by now she was filling up Modified Arts with fans on the regular, with lines stretching down Roosevelt toward Fifth Street. They had to turn people away for the record release show. She would record two more records in Phoenix, Painter's Hand and A Seventh Son, and For One I Knew. Later, Courtney and the local label, well, they had a falling out. You can just feel the understatement of that.
Take all the credit you can get.
Meanwhile, Courtney met up with other musicians like Owl and Penny.
I saw the storm moving in from the west like a cannonball.
Bradley and the Materials. And Asher Deaver.
The Greyhound out of Phoenix.
They helped to build a community. They built a scene. And the community in turn made it possible to keep going. They founded the Phoenix Folk Festival. Kids were coming from all over to go to shows and to play their own. And the venues took advantage of a cultural boon. She hustled and hustled, touring up and down the West Coast in a busted-up old gray car. She won over another Phoenix local, Jim Adkins of Jimmy Eat World.
At this time, I'd like to invite Miss Courtney Andrews to come and help
who went to see her after hearing her music on MySpace. Remember the wonder that was MySpace? Jim loved her music. After they sang a duet, the Feist and Wilco song You and I, at one of his live solo shows, he invited her to record, and she ended up touring with the band on keys and background vocals for the album Invented. In 2011, after that tour, she moved to Seattle, Washington. She played and toured, including some lead guitar for beloved Seattle-based singer Damian Jurado. She recorded and self-released her next two records, not really ready to trust a record label again. There was No One's Slate Is Clean in 2011, and On My Page in 2013. By 2014, she was living in Duval, way east and north of Seattle. She worked in the Duval Tavern, occasionally played there too, and wrote songs for what she says is the first record she wouldn't go back and change, Honest Life.
I was on the hunt for visions out of reach.
It was the first time she stepped away from working with, well, let's face it, a bunch of dudes, and did it her own way. Good move. It allowed her to quit her bartending job. Also, shout out to Studio Litho and to Mama Bird Recording and Fat Possum for being solid enough for Courtney to try being on a label again. Then came the grand and rich record, May Your Kindness Remain, recorded in LA and released in 2018.
Stuck in Nickel City on the tainted side of a coin.
In 2019, she moved to Nashville, though she traveled around a lot while writing the songs for her latest.
I was writing for another person's record in London, and then I decided to extend the trip, because they had already flown me out there, to Portugal, and just spent, 2 weeks in Lisbon and wrote Break the Spell there, and wrote a bunch of songs, How You Get Hurt, I wrote there. And yeah, it just served as my sort of mini soul journey in a way. And also, I just need a moment to process. And I think that's why I was there in a lot of these places.
She told American songwriter, Old Flowers is a relationship album, a breakup record. It's telling the tale of a relationship and letting it go. Or trying to.
I don't see you that way. Not the way I did before.
Or as she told Rolling Stone, you can't water old flowers. It's been nominated for the 2021 Grammy for Best Americana Album. Old Flowers is available on Fat Possum Records. We are more than excited to present Courtney Marie Andrews right here on Live on KEXP.
Thank you. distance does not help when magic rings through satellites to the phone in this hotel. Trick me with magic and make me think it's you. It's a former LA, and we're alone for the first time on Venice Beach under the palm trees. Tell me your dreams and I'll tell you mine. What would you say if I told you you're my last thought at the end of each night? Would you believe me, or would you even reply? Would you? Can you handle this world I live in? I know I can't change, but for you I'd compromise. I'd be on your side if you'd be on mine. Yes, you're anxious and you're stubborn too, but I'd learn to love the worst parts of could be the full moon or this cheap wine, but I'm hoping that you'll reply. Would you? Ooh.
Is it in the stars or some age-old truth? Why did the universe draw me to you? You're so magnetic, I'm hypnotized. Feels like I've known you since before this life. I hope I always see you this way. Here's to wondering if you feel the same, but I can tell when your eyes meet mine that the truth isn't your reply. You do, you do, you do.
You just heard Courtney Marie Andrews with the songs Break the Spell and If I Told.
Live on KEXP.
Now here's more of our live session with Courtney Marie Andrews.
Hollywood and Vine passing through your neighborhood. Had a feeling I should stop by, feed you a line from some old romance book. Ah, it's been years since we talked. Does that rock band of yours still play? Or have you grown apart like we did? How did we ever go our separate ways? Someone else's fault, must be someone else's heart or tainted mine. Oh, I cannot be to blame for the story of this pain. Oh, it must be someone else's fault. Feels like I've gone crazy, like the women in my family usually. We can't seem to keep our heads on long enough to make it through. Ah, but I'm still sensitive and stubborn, still cry more than a person should. But it's this feeling inside that's changed, like I've gone bad but the world is good. Someone else's fault, must be someone else's heart who tainted mine. Oh, I cannot be to blame for the story of this pain. Oh, it must be someone else's fault. Must be someone else's heart who tainted mine. No, I cannot be to blame for the story of this pain. Oh, it must be someone else's fault.
Thank you. I'm gonna sit down and write a long letter to all the good friends I've known. I'm gonna thank them all for the good times together, though so apart we've grown. One of these days
to reach me. No, you tried. I saw you. Well, I've seen better days. The person that I used to be seems so far away. And she's not traveling down God's highway in books or melodies. But maybe in these words is where
was our live session with Courtney Marie Andrews. You heard the songs It Must Be Someone Else's Fault, One of These Days, and Ships in the Night. We'd like to thank her for virtually stopping by. Shout out to The Wall at Chattanooga State Community College broadcasting during the pandemic. As always, be sure to check out the video of this session. You can find that and all of our featured sessions at youtube.com/KEXP. Thanks for listening, everybody. For my producers, Jackson Long and Julian Martlew, I'm Troy Nelson. We will see you next week. This is Live on KEXP.
Live on KEXP is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.